Welcome to Reading and Writing for College Students. This is Sky Pike. We're at the beginning of Unit 9 in the process of talking about how to write. And in this unit, we're going to talk about how you're going to write and how everybody should write college papers. So college papers are a part of the college experience for everybody. Multiple papers in every year will be written, and it's a way of increasing the ability of a person to have their written communication skills honed and made better. So most of the assignments that you do in college, including here at Christian Leaders Institute, when they're talking about writing, are going to be two types of things. You're going to either be exploring and evaluating something, presenting an analysis, or you're going to be trying to persuade someone. You're going to present an argument. Analytical papers, the first one, are exploring and evaluating, are papers that are going to explore and evaluate a topic from a specific discipline. Maybe that's a literary text that you're going to do some research and present the analysis of. Maybe it's something in history. Maybe it's in theology. Maybe it's in science, as each of these examples here give. The student's purpose is not to rebut someone else's reading of a text or challenge your analysis of something in history or disprove some theory or discovery. Rather, it's about researching and presenting your own analysis of a set of materials or data or experiments. It's you doing the analysis, not critiquing someone else's. On the other hand, argumentative papers, are going to take a position. They're going to debate a question. You're going to review various arguments maybe surround the question, and you're going to present the material arguing for your answer and many times against other people's arguments. But you need to clearly and fairly present the views of those you disagree with as well. In an argumentative paper, you're also going to have a point where you show where you disagree with the author or another point of view, but you're also going to be logical about that. It's not like, I just disagree with no reasons. No, it's about disagreeing for this reason, one, second reason, this, third reason, this, fourth reason, this. So when you're doing these argumentative papers, remember that you can't just say, I think, or it's because I believe. No, you have to have a rational reason for why you disagree with a particular statement. So there are 7 types of college essays that you may be writing. You can see 5 and 6 here are the argumentative essay and the analytical essay. We're going to talk a little bit more about the other 5 of these. So the first one is a narrative essay. That essay is something that is basically a story. When you write a story, you're going to write a narrative essay. Maybe the story is about yourself. Maybe it's about something, a fictional character you made up in your mind. Maybe it's about an event that someone happened to someone else. Or maybe it's a fictional story of you put yourself in the mind of a bird or a tree, something like that. But whatever that story is, you've got to be able to capture the reader's attention. You got to draw in the reader. It can't be a vague telling. It has to have details sufficient that the person reading it is going to say, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next. The second type of essay is a descriptive essay, and it's literally what it sounds like. It's describing something. Whatever you're describing, you have to describe it in the fullest detail possible within the space permitted. You're basically painting a picture with your words. And the object of this lesson is to bring a greater understanding or comprehension of whatever it is you're describing to your students. I once wrote a paper in my college writing class called To Catch a Fox. My professor thought I was talking about catching women, but no, I was actually talking about trapping foxes. That was something I did at that time in my life. And it was a descriptive essay of how the fox behaves, how the traps have to be set and baited with, and then how that would bring the fox in. So a descriptive essay describes something. An expository essay is going to be something that reveals something. It is going to present a balanced view of something, but in the telling of that balanced view, it's going to reveal new aspects of a topic or an issue. It's going to use statistics or facts. Many times in sociological sciences, they will do expository essays to describe the effect of a psychological condition on the person, or bringing to light a social injustice that people need to understand. If you think about this in terms of newspapers, many newspapers or news agencies do expository essays or expository stories where they're showing something. An expository essay may be a how to do something essay, or a compare and contrast essay, or a cause and effect essay. And this is actually one that can be difficult to write, and it may be that you have to spend a lot of time on it, maybe even get some help with it. There's a persuasive essay. And that's where you want to use facts and samples where you're going to convince somebody else to accept your view. It's trying to build a case on logic and facts for something that is obvious to you, but may not be to someone else. And you're basically describing why you think that thing is correct. It doesn't necessarily have to give the other side of the view, but you're just trying to show why what you're doing is correct, or how you believe is correct. It is going to involve a lot of research, and you're going to have to typically use very well-worded sentences, concise, many times with very strong words, that you're trying to convince the reader that whatever you're writing is correct. There is the argumentative essay, and this essay is actually similar to the persuasive essay, but in this case you're going to present both sides of your argument. You're going to try to present them both without a bias, but you're going to present the pros and cons, and then you're going to analyze which one is better, being as unemotional and factual as possible. Objective is what they call it. Being objective, whereas the persuasive essay is more subjective. Finally, we have the analytical essays, and these are just going to be getting information from a variety of sources. They may be interviews with people. They may be off the internet. They may be your own experiences. You're going to focus on an analytical essay. You're going to tell how you found something. You're going to tell what you found, and you're going to tell, you're going to have conclusions and how those conclusions fit in with what other researchers before have found on this new idea that you have. And then you're going to give further idea for a framework for future use. This analytical assay is often what we use to write scientific papers with. And then the report, this is going to be the most common one you're going to do. It's just an academic writing paper where you're going to do lots and lots and lots of research. You're going to describe an issue in a workplace. You're going to try to write it so that you break it, whatever you're describing in the report, you break it down into smaller parts. And actually, all the writing you do is going to be some report of some sort. Every essay is going to be some report of some sort. And it's going to be mixtures of some of the other ones even at times. Some will be purely analytical, some will be purely persuasive, some will be purely argumentative, some will be purely narrative. But in each sense, there is an idea of writing an essay, and in most of those senses, it's going to be an idea of report. Even in a fictional narrative, you're still reporting what and why you're thinking what you're doing in your brain to come up with this story. One of the ways that, for instance, let me put it this way. When C.S. Lewis wrote his works, his theological and philosophical works are very, very deep. But just by reading his fictional writings, like the Chronicles of Narnia or the Space Trilogy, you can begin to see how he thinks inside his mind. He's in a sense reporting to you how he is thinking. But we want to talk more about these reports in a little bit. But for right now, all writing is difficult. All these reports are going to be hard. You may need to go to find help. Very likely you will. You can look for tutors. You can look for editors. You can look for services on the internet that will help. Sometimes they're free. Sometimes they're paid. There are multiple books you can look at that can help you with these things. But whatever it takes to do your paper well, do it. Show your paper to other people. Have them critique it. Have them say, this is good, this is bad, this is valid, this is invalid. You could do a little better here, a little bit better there. When I was growing up, my mother critiqued all my papers, and she critiqued them hard. And I learned a lot from that. Then when I got into eighth grade, my eighth grade creative writing teacher critiqued my papers and critiqued them hard. And then in 12th grade, my 12th grade college writing teacher critiqued my papers and critiqued them hard. And then when I got into college, my freshman writing composition professor critiqued them hard. And when I was in graduate school, my professors critiqued the papers and writing even harder. And in each of those processes, I learned how to do things better. So don't be afraid of the critique. Welcome the critique, because it will make you a better writer, a better person, a better Christian, better able to communicate your ideas to others, both in writing and in speech. So I thank you for listening. I hope that from now on, your college papers will be spot on perfect. We look forward to talking to you in the next session. God bless.